Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Okay, we're holding here on Gittin Daf Chafei, and we have a packed daf today. We have big sugyas of Brera. But before we get to Brera, I want to speak about two different sugyas. First of all, what we have at the beginning, the sugya of Re'a Haget being Paisam and Kahuna, and afterwards about the sugya of Achin Shecholku, if it's the Kuchos, if it's Yarshim. So with regards to Re'a Haget, so let's start like this, that this din of Re'echa Get, that sometimes you have a Get, that it's really a possible Get, that the Isha is not Muteres, but nevertheless, the Get passes her Minakuna. So is this din a din deraisa or not? So the emes is the Machalikis Rishon. The Rashi we had on Chavdalim and Beis, Rashi Dibur Maschel Chutz Min HaRishon, so he brings the Gemara later on Pei Beis and Beis, and from the steam is Rashi, so it's mashma that it's deraisa. So Rashi, I'm quoting Rashi, Ha'omer le'ishtoi hare'ad megureshes mimeni, vi'ad muteres l'chol odom, poslo menakuna, shenemar, vi'isha grusha mi'isha, afilu lo nisgarsha elo mi'isha, ulo cherim lo'i hutra, psula l'kuna. So Rashi brings the Gemara, that it brings the pasuk, and from steam is divi Rashi, it's mashma that it's deraisa, azei is medayik d'shakas aryeh, in Chuvas Chadoshos, simen beis. Who argues on Rashi? The Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly in Hechos Gerushin, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, that this din of Re'echa Get is poslo. He says it's only midivrehem. The Kasha is, this Kasha as the Magid Mishnah of an art, and the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch also brings this Kasha in Evne Ezer, Simen Vav, Ois Gimel, that it's kimat mefurish in the sugya over there, that it's really deraisa. Meaning that if you look at the sugya in Pei Beis and Mabez, so you cannot learn that the Gemara is just saying this machta. Why not? Because it's mevor in the sugya that we're bringing this drasha in the Cheshben Hadrashas. That we're asking at, we're asking why different days in the Gemara, what do they do with different sukkim? The Gabi Cheshben is Hadrashas, and we bring in that Cheshben, we bring this drasha, afilu enu grusha ela meisha. So it's kemat mefurish in the sugya that it's a din deraisa. And that is the kasha, the tmiya that the Magid Mishnah and the Goyin ask on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the din of Re'echa Get being poslim in the kuna is only a din derabanan? Harei it's mefurish in the sugya that it's a din deraisa. So I think that the emes is that the makor of the Rambam was emes from our sugya, and so that's why I think we should go into the sugya to try to figure out what's going on. So if we look at our sugya, so we have four opinions. That first of all, we have the opinion of Rav that kulan poslim. Kulan poislam the kuna chutz min harishon, and then you have Shmuel that says afilo the rishon is poiso, and then you have Zeiri and Rav Asi that says that really they're all kosher except for the achron because we're choishes the yesh bera. Then you have Rabbi Yochanan that they're all kosher the kuna, even the achron because ein bera. So everybody understands that it's really two teams here. That first of all you have the Rav and Shmuel team that basically everything is poiso, and just the machlokes is maybe the first one is really it's gornish mitnisht, and then you have on the other hand you have the Zeiri and Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan team that really everything is kosher. It's just the machlokes is that maybe that maybe yesh bera because yesh bera, so then therefore it's mamash kosher again. So in Voskei the machlokes here we have the let's call it Shmuel because Shmuel is the most clear. The Shmuel says that everything is possible, and have on the other hand you have Rabbi Yochanan that says that everything is kosher. So in what's the machlekes here? So I think that we saw the shita of the Ma'arava, the shita of Rabbi Dozer, B'Shem Rabbi Lazer, that they're machalik, that they say, small v'layla poislois u'poislois, cotton ven palya psulos ve'ein poislois. So what's that mean? So Rashi is masbir, that there's nafkamina, what kind of psul is missing from the chalitza. That if the psul which is mefurish b'kra, then a psal which is mefurish b'kra, so it doesn't pass. If it's a psal which is not mefurish b'kra, then it does pass. Now, what's the nafkamina if it's mefurish b'kra? If it's not mefurish b'kra, they're both dinim d'oraisa. So what's the nafkamina if it's mefurish or not? So it's mashma from Rabbi Elazar that he understood that the things which are mefurish b'kra, that's what's magdir, what's called the maise chalitza. And the things which are not mefurish b'kra, that's a pshat, that even though it's a maise chalitza without this, but nevertheless, it's felt in the chalois hechsher ha-chalitza. So, things which are mefurish b'kra, that's what's magda the maisa. And if you have a maisa chalitza midoraisa, so it's enough a maisa chalitza to be pasul her min ha'achim. Okay, so now when we come to Gittin, so we're going to say the same thing, that if you have a get that the psul is mefurish b'kra, then it's not even called a ma'isa gerushin, and it's not going to pass up in the kuna. Mashenkin, if the psul is in the mefurish b'kra, then it is a ma'isa gerushin, it's just felt in the kashrus haget, and therefore b'kagavna, even though it's a get psul, it is going to pass over min hakuhuna. Now, just before we go on, so this whole idea that the Marava, the Bnei Marava Reb Lazer is saying that in the Snafkamina, if it's mefurish b'kra or not. So it makes sense that this only makes sense in Gdorim of Deraisa. Why? Because if it's Deraisa, so it makes sense that the din that a get passels in Isha Minakuna, even if it's passel a get, so it has to have etvos a gather. So the gather is that it has to have tzuras hamaisa of a gerushin or a maisa chalitza. But if it's only derabanan, so it's a little bit far fetched to say that you need such a gather. If you say it's derabanan, there's two ways to understand. Either you can understand that we're going with the drasha in Pebeis and Pebeis Kipshutai. It's just that it's only derabanan, it's only the smachta. The Hainu, the Chazal understood that even though it's not mamish deraisa to learn from the pasuk kafilo en grusha elam isha, but because there's a little bit of a mashmais, so it's kedai to pasul her midrabanan. That's one option. If that's the case, then it's only specifically in this one case that iyata muteres lachotim. And that is in fact how the Rambam understands, that it's only specifically in that case. On the other hand, if you want to say it's derabanan, so you could say that even though it's pasul, but there's mokum to get mixed up between a pasul get and a kosher get, and because we're scared that a real grusha is going to get married, so therefore we're going to make everybody usher. That's the other way. That's the other way that you could say. So, but to say that there's a geder if it's deraisa, if it's mefurish b'kra, or if it's not mefurish b'kra, that's a little bit far fetched if it's derabanan. So therefore, it's mashma that the Bnei Marava and Reb Lazer, they're going with the mahalich that this din of reach haget or reach hachalitza, that is a din deraisa. Now let's talk about the our Mishnah. The our Mishnah speaks about three halachas. One is din krisus, one is din lekosav, and one is din lalishma. So are these things mefurish b'kra or not? So krisus, everybody understands that it doesn't say in the pasuk that you have to write it l'shem krisus. It just says there has to be a sefer krisus, a sefer which is karis. It doesn't say mefurish that you have to write it l'shem kach. The same thing with lalishma, that the pasuk just says that you have to write it for her. You have to write it to her. Doesn't it say that you have to have kavana b'shas ksiva, that you're having it lishma? The only thing that a person might argue is mefurish b'kra is b'chasav, because it says you have to write it. But lomi baya, like the Rishonim, that you don't have to write it. But just to make it even more clear, the Rambam writes in beginning of Gerishin Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel that what do we learn from the word b'chasav? We learn from that the eina miskaveshes ela b'ksiva. That if it wouldn't have been for the word v'chasav, that you wouldn't be clear that you need a ma'isa ksiva at all. But certainly we don't see that you need the dafka, the baal should be kosev, that's not considered mefurish b'kra. So all three of these halachas would be considered einoi mefurish b'kra. So according to the Bnei Marava, that anything which is not mefurish b'kra does have a gather of a ma'isa gerishin. So what should be the halacha? The halacha should be that all of these things, in fact, pasol min hakuna. So that's very good with Shitas Shmuel. That Shitas Shmuel is that every single get in the Mishnah, they're all pasol min hakuna. So the Rambam, when he learned our sugya, so he saw that, okay, so Shmuel makes a lot of sense. But how come Rabbi Yochanan argues? Rabbi Yochanan says that they're all kosher. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Bnei Marava, and he argues on the sugya Pebez. And Rabbi Yochanan al-Karcha holds that the din that we learned on Pebez, that afilu en grusha elam isha, is only an asmachta biyama, and therefore it's only derabanan. And that's why in all of our cases, even though it's not mefurish b'kra, nevertheless it's kosher min hakuna, because the din of reach haget is only derabanan, and it was only said in one specific case. Okay, so now I want to know, what is the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, which is in fact we're saying is machlokes between the sugya on Pebez and Rabbi Yochanan Bayos. So that even though I don't like to tell you my havaminas, but I think it's just important to bring out the point that a person could have thought over here that the machlokes is that what is the geder of the psul, the iser grusha l'kohen gadol, is the din grusha l'kohen gadol dependent on the maisa gerishin, or is it dependent on the chalois gerishin? Dehainu, that is the geder of a grusha l'kohen gadol, a woman that has a chalois gerishin, or that even if she doesn't have a chalais gerishin, is the pshat that the maisa gerishin is something which passes the kuna, meaning that when a person gives a woman a get, it really does two different things. He's first of all the Maisa Gereshin is being matter the issues, and second of all, it's also doing a second pu'ula, which is to passel her from the kohanim. So that a person could think that that's the machlokes, that if it's the pshat that the Maisa Gereshin is that the din grusha lekohen gadol is dependent on the Maisa, so then that's very good to say that even though it's a pasul get, she's not materis, but nevertheless she's nifsula lekohenu. Masha'enkein, if the geder of grusha lekohen gadol is dependent on the chalais gereshin, so over here there is no chalais gereshin, and therefore she's not asura lekohenu. However, this can't be true because it's pashut like the second side. Why is the pashut like the second side? For two reasons. First of all, misvara, and also because of the Gemara. That first of all, misvara. What does it mean a chalois gerishin? The chalois gerishin means the header of an ishus. That there's no such thing as a chalois of being grusha. That it just being a grusha just means that you're not married. So obviously, not being married is not a reason to be asa lekuna. Apnoye is muteres lekuna. So therefore, it can't be that the chalois gerishin is the sibah to asa her from the kuna. Second of all, this is also a Gemara. This I learned from Mordechai Kalbach in Chavetzelos Hasharon and Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, so at the beginning of the Parsha, he speaks about this Chakira, and he says that even though by Almana L'Kohen Gadol, it could be that it's not the dying that makes an Isra Almana, but rather it's actually the first Ishus. But that's only by Almana L'Kohen Gadol, by Grusha, it's Pashut, that it's not the Chalois Gerishin, but rather it's the Maisa Gerishin. What's his Raya? Because the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis that in a case that a person gives his wife a get, Chutz Mikoyen Ploini, that Legabe Koyen Ploini, she's still married. And then he dies. So what happens? That Legabe Des Koyen, she was never Muteris, she was never Miskereshes, Legabe Des Koyen. It says in the Gemara that this Koyen is forbidden to marry this woman. Why? Because she's a Grusha. What does it mean that she's a Grusha? Even though that Legabe him, there was never a Chalois Gerishin, nevertheless, she's called a Grusha. Why was she called a Grusha? Because a Maisa Gerishin was done to her, because the Maisa Gerishin is what asks her Lekohuna. So we see from here, both Misvara and both from the Gemara, that the gather of Grusha L'Kohen Gadol is not the pshat that the Chalois Gerishin was makes of Grusha L'Kohen Gadol, but rather it's the Maisa Gerishin that makes the Isser of Grusha L'Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, so it should be that it makes a lot of sense, like Rashi, makes a lot of sense, like the Tzugem Hebez, that even though there's no Chalois Gerishin, but nevertheless, there should be a din of Grusha L'Kohen Gadol afilu by Apostle Leget. So what is the pshat in the Rambam and Rabbi Yochanan that they understood that it's only derabanan because it doesn't make sense over here, adin grusha l'kohen gadol. So I think the answer is very simple, that the Rambam understood that there's no such thing as a ma'aser gerushin if it's really possible. Even if it's not mefurish b'kra, that nevertheless, that if it doesn't make a chalais gerushin, that means it's not a ma'aser gerushin. The Rambam and Rabbi Yochanan, they disagreed on this whole terminology, that you can be a Maisa Gerishin Midaraisa even though you're not going to bring a Chalais Gerishin. The Rambam held that if there's no Chalais Gerishin, that tells us that it's also not a Maisa Gerishin, but when you have a Kosher Gerishin, then in a Chinami, also the Rambam agrees that it's the Maisa Gerishin that makes the Isra Grusha L'Kohen Gadol and not the Chalais Gerishin. Okay, now I want to speak about the next thing, the halacha of Achin Shecholku, that Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Ha'achin Shecholku l'kuchas hein, u'machzirin ze leze b'yoivel. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, De'ein brera, de'ika l'meichash, there's a different gear, so de'ika l'meimar, the same thing, that chelek shenot haze hayaroi le'ochav, v'hichlifoi, v'haynu l'kicho. So the first thing that Rashi tells us is that what's it mean, de'ein brera, that we were worried that really the chelik that I got was really supposed to go to somebody else. So how did it get to me? That by the fact that I switched my chelik that I was really supposed to get somewhere else, I switched it with his chelik. So that's called a mekach. So therefore, what happens was choyzer biyovel litchilosoi mishum mitzvas yovel v'hador shakle kedemei kar. So the emphasis is that there's a machlekes sochayim how to understand the end of the Rashi here, but the pashas is like the Mahashal tells us. And Isaiah's Mavur in Rashi and Bukhiris Daf Nun Beis Mabez, that Rashi says over there, the Choizun V'Cholkin, that what it means is you start from scratch. That it's as if that when Yovel comes around, then you have to do everything from the beginning. So now Rashi has two things. First of all, that there's an Ika L'Meichash, that we're scared that maybe I got the wrong Chelek, maybe I got your Chelek instead of my Chelek. And the second halacha is that what do we do at Yovel? So Hodr Shakli Kedmikara, that we start from scratch. Now, the I want to speak about each thing individually. Now, in the first thing, the Rashi says that ikel mechash. So I want to read to you what Reb Chaim tells us. The Reb Chaim was pshitule, that Rashi is not, it's like you're talking to say like Rashi, that the Reb Chaim is in the beginning of Hilchos Shechinim in Perek Beis Halach Yud Aleph. So the Reb Chaim says as follows. Dharei be'emes, ba'achin shechalku, lahach mando amar di yesh beira, harei iyev shalaymer dehuver hadover to kol echad hayat tzorech lirash oisoy chedek shenata. That it's impossible, he's going in the Mandam Yeshber, but it's the same thing. That it's impossible to say that I was really always meant to have my chelek. So Reb Chaim says that Kaidem Chalukah, it's lo yitachin klal to say that there was a particular part of the land which, even though it wasn't Mishalik yet, but it knew that it was really my chalik, and there was a different chalik land, that it knew that it was really your chalik, and really milchatchila afilu lifnei Chalukah, that potentially that each plat had the person's name written on it. Rather, what is the case, says Reb Chaim, what is the case is that every single Yerush has a koyach Yerusha, al kol miktsas umiktsas. So if that's the case, that when everybody, that before Chalukah, everybody has a chelek on kol miktsas umiktsas, so what Rashi says over here, that ikel mechash, that ikel meimar, maybe got mixed up, maybe you were really supposed to get my chelek and I was really supposed to get your chelek. So it seems like Reb Chaim is saying that makes no sense at all. So we have to understand how Rashi understood. That's the first thing. The second thing we said, that the Rashi says, what do we do at Yovel? We're Hodor V'Shakle K'demekar. So on that the Rambam clearly disagrees. The Rambam says in Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chof, that V'loy Tivatel Chalukosim. So what do? The Rambam says that how exactly we split up the field, that stays the same. So what do? We switch Pashut. That I take your chelik and you take my chelik. That's how we're mekayim the din of machzir and zelazeh. But loy tovato chalukos. Frekt Reb Chaim. Why should that be? Hare we paskin that lokuchos. So why should it be that loy tovato chalukos? That if it's loy tovato chalukos, so pashas when we made the chalukah, that itself was a mekach, and we have to undo the mekach. How do we undo the mekach? We undo the mekach by that it should become like kodem chalukah. So that's what Reb Chaim over there is coming to answer. So Reb Chaim says very yesodis the kavart over there, and he says as follows. He says that even the mando amar of lekuchos hein, he only means to say that it's also lekuchos. But even though it's lekuchos, says Reb Chaim, it's also called yorshim. What does it mean that it's also called yorshim and it's also called lekuchos? So based on what we read before from Chaim, so it's moving. That Reb Chaim says that really koidem chalukah, so every yorish has a koyach yirusha, a kol miktsas miktsas. So what does that mean? That in the chelik that I got basoif, so I had a koyach in that even before chalukah. So legabe that chelik, so I'm really a yirish. What's the problem? That all my other friends, they also had a koyach in my chelik. So how do I get rid of them? I get rid of them al yidei being giving them my chelik in the other one, and that chelik that's called a mekach. But just because I get rid of their bailus on my chelik through mekach, that doesn't mean that what I had before the chalukah, that I didn't have that, that what I have right now isn't that same koyach that I had before. I had what I had before, and I also have more. So that's what it's called, that it's also called Yerusha, and it's also called lekuchos. So says Reb Chaim, that's the pshat, that in the maisa chalukah, when we're doing a maisa chalukah, so that's not midin mekach. Why? Because at that second, that we're just being mechalek the field into different plats. We're not saying who gets what yet. We're just doing the Maisa Chalukah. That, says Reb Chaim, is something that makes sense even Lamanda Amar Lekuchos. Because just because we can't say that after we decide who gets what, that that's going to be Midin Yerusha, but the Etzem idea of making Chalukah Se Yerusha, that does make sense even according to the Manda Amar of Lekuchos. So based on this, Reb Chaim is miyashiv a sugya in Bava Basra Dav Kav Zayin that it says over there the halacha that achid shachalku ubav al choy v'nata chelak shachas mihem batla hachaluka. In fact, Reb Chaim, in fact, he brings the Tosis really already asked the question that if we pass in this lechuchas, so why should we say it's batla chalukasan? Zakt Reb Chaim that even though we pass in the Kuchas, but it's also Yerusha, and therefore it glaymos lemefred that the Yerusha wasn't properly done. Akopanim, that is what Reb Chaim is masvid as Rambam. That's why it's loy batlo chalukasim. So the Rashi, the emphasis is that you don't need to say anything to explain Rashi. Rashi simply disagreed with Reb Chaim on the second chelik that even though a person did have a chelik before the chalukah, but nevertheless the ma'aseh chalukah could be batal when Yovel comes. But I want to focus on the first chelik that the Rashi says the ikel lemechash. That really we got the wrong halakim, and we said the Reb Chaim says that that's something that makes no sense. So obviously, once we explain Rashi on the first chelik, then it's going to be the shitasa that he completely disagreed with Reb Chaim, and therefore obviously there was no makom b'chlal to say like Reb Chaim to say that like the Rambam of loy batlo chalukosam. But the question is how be'emes could the Rashi argue on the svar of Reb Chaim that he says that koydem chaluka that. Every Yerush has a koyach Yerusha al kol miktsas or miktsas. So the emes is that there's a different shitas Rashi, and Rashi is the shitase that he argues in the Rambam that with regards to a concept that's called tfusas habayis. This is something that is familiar to us from Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says in Kovitz Shirim Bavabatzer, ois tof dalid, he brings from the Maharach or Zarua, is him in Kof Chof Aleph. That's medayik in Rashi. Rashi says in Chulin, dav chof hei on the beis, that achin kodem chaluka, so that if they have behemoths, so they're chayev in meiser behema, even though the halacha is that shutvim that have behemoths are potter from meiser behema. Zokt Rashi, why are achin kodem chaluka? Why are they not considered the shutvim? Zokt Rashi, because the mamon aviyam bechas kosoi oimed that kodem chaluka that. The entire Yerusha is becheskas hameis. It's bechlal not considered in the reshus of the Yerushim at all. Before Chalukah, it's considered in the reshus of the meis. The Rashi, that's the Rashi legabi meiser behema. Rashi in Bechoris daf nun vav and beis, he says also that there's a difference between achim kodem Chalukah and shutfim regilim, that legabi the halacha of that if they have to give a kelbain when they do a shkolim together. That the halacha is the achin shchakol or potter min hakalbon and shutvim are chayev in kalbon. Now the Rambam, so he disagrees with Rashi in both accounts. Rambam in Shkolim Paragimel halacha dalid, so he equates achin kodem chaluka and shutvim. Rambam in Bechoris Paragvav halacha yud says the achin kodem chaluka are potter for meiser behema. Why? Because they're just like shutvim. That shutvim in behemas are potter for meiser behema. So we have a machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the status of Yerusha Kodem Chalukah? That according to Rashi, so this Yerusha is considered Bechezkas Hameis, and therefore they're not called Shutvim. And according to the Rambam, that they're called Bechezkas Hayorshim, and therefore they're called Shutvus. So now, let's get back to the Svara of Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says that Kodem Chalukah, it's Pashut, that every Yerush has a Koyach Yerusha, a Kol Miktas Vemiktas. Now, that's beautiful according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, Koidem Chalukah, so Be'emes, it's Becheskas Hayorshim. So if it's Becheskas Hayorshim, then it's Shaykh to say that it's Becheskas Hayorshim, I'll call Mixtas and Mixtas. But according to Rashi, so Koidem Chalukah, it's Bechlanat Becheskas Hayorshim. It's Legamri Becheskas Meis. At what rega does it start to be Becheskas Hayorshim? Only at the rega of Chalukah. Now, at that rega of Chalukah, once we make a Chalukah, then at that point, it becomes into the Yerush. Now, it becomes into the Zchus of the Yerush. So if Rashi says that at that point, then we say that maybe that I was supposed to get one chelak and you were supposed to get a different chelak in a chenami. Before the chalukah, it wasn't anybody's. We only started to talk about who is going to be at the rega of chalukah. And at that rega of chalukah, then it could very well be that it theoretically was supposed to be that I was supposed to get one chelak and you were supposed to get the other chelak. And that is why Rashi disagrees with Reb Chaim. Bekitzer, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the achin shechalko lukuchos. According to Rashi, it means 100% lukuchos, there's not 1 gram of being Yershin. Whereas, according to the Rambam, Reb Chaim is masbir, that even though it says it's lukuchos, it doesn't mean only lukuchos, but rather it means it's also Yershin and it's also lukuchos. My nafkamina, first of all, nafkamina for the end of Rashi. That according to the Rambam, because it's also Yerusha, it's loy batlo machlokson, loy batlo chalukosan, as according to Rashi, that they start from scratch, And the second Daf Kamina is to understand the sugya in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Zayin, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Achad Shechalka Lekuchas, can that stim with the halacha of Bal Choyv Shagav Achalka Shechad Mechayin, Batla Machleksan. Okay, now we've come to the sugya of Rera. So to introduce the sugya of Rera, I want to try to speak about what is the chisaron of Rera, what is the pshat in the Manda Omer Ein Rera, which is in fact how we paskin, the Bedaraisa Ein Rera. And what is the chisaron? Why can't something be chal if it's not bar? So in order to try to understand this, so I want to speak about two different machleksim, maybe three machleksim, that we find in our sugyas itself, that between the different rishonim, that from them we can understand what was bothering them, that what did they see when they saw the sugya of the Ein Brera, that there's something problematic with a chalais of Brera being chal. So I want to start with probably the most famous thing on our daf, and that is that on Amud Beis we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. What is the difference between a tnai and a brera? So Rashi says that Rashi is speaking about the case of im meisi michoel yizeh. The person makes a tnai, he gives a get al tnai, im meisi michoel yizeh, and the Gemara says that that's called a brera. So, fact Rashi, why is that different? Every tnai that a person can make, that we know that there's a parsha of tnai, we learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So Rashi says that the difference is that over there, in the parsha of tnai, so what is it? That it's biyodoy lekaimam, vedaitoy lekaimam. So because it's biyodoy lekaimam, vedaitoy lekaimam, that's why it's called a tnai. But if it's not biyodoy, then it's al kachach going to be brera, and that's totally in the machlokes of yesh brera or ein brera. Now, we can already say that what's the pshat in Rashi? What's the nafkamina if it's biyodoy or if it's not biyodoy? That obviously because it's daito lekaima, Rashi says, because it's daito lekaima, therefore it could be chal, but something that is not biyodoy, so obviously it's not daito, so therefore it's that they can't make it tonight. What's the nafkamina? Obviously, according to Rashi, it's felt in smichus das, that the person that has daito lekaima, so we know that he has real gemiras das, whereas the person that is not biyodoy lekaima, so he's felt in smichus das. Now, the Ramban, everybody knows, the Ramban argues on Rashi. He says, "Ma pitom," that just because not something is not biyodoy is not a reason that it's considered brero. That he brings that the Gemara says in Erevin that a person can make a tnai in miyardug shomim. So Tosis be'emes, Tosis by us, that in the Lamanda Amar, the Dibur Maschol Kimayis, so he says in Echanami, that Gemara in Erevin says that you can make a tnai of miyardug shomim is only going Lamanda Amar, that yesh brero. But the Ramban, he brings lots of rayas, he also brings different steers in Amaroyim, according to Rashi's understanding, and he says that no, even if it's not biyodoy, it's still considered a tnai. So what, in fact, is the difference between a tnai and a brera? Zokta Ramban, that it depends if it's masne b'davar echad or if it's masne b'shtei dvarim. Dehainu. That if I say that if it's going to, if A, then yes, and if B, then no, that's called a tnai. But if I say that if A, then I'm going to do pa'ula X, and if B, then I'm going to do pa'ula Y, then I'm doing something. I'm both studying. The question is just which thing am I doing? That, says the Ramban, is considered brera, and a person cannot make a tnai with such a thing. What is the pshat in the Ramban? So that Reb Shimon tells us. Reb Shimon explains to us what's the pshat in the Ramban. The Reb Shimon is in Shari Yosher, Shari Zayin, Perik Ches, and he's masber as follows. He says that everybody knows that a tnai is a milsach risi. Dehainu. That when a person makes a tnai, it's not the pshat that he's making a siya al atzad, but rather that the person makes an asiya gemura. And after he makes an asiya gemura, he says that there's another asiya that he makes, and that is the asiya satnai. And the asiya of the tnai is it's magbil the asiya gemura, that is only going to be chal on the condition that there's a kiyam hatnai. That's a famous yisoid, that there's famous rayas for that. There's something called mechilas hatnai in Shuvas Harash, that a tnai is considered a milsa achrisi. Now, says Reb Shimon, so that is the taich in the Ramban. Why? Because if it's a master bedavar echad, and the question is that either it's going to be chal or it's not going to be chal, then I know exactly what I'm doing. However, if I'm master b'shtei dvarim, either I'm going to do pa'ula A or pa'ula Y, so it's not barer which pa'ula I'm doing. If I'm not barer which pa'ula I'm doing, then we can't say that the Tanai is a Milsa Achrisi, because the Ikar Asiya is not an Asiya Gemara. If it's Masna Medavar Echad, then my Asiya is an Asiya Gemara. If it's Masna Mishnei Dvarim, then my Asiya is really an Asiya She'ena Brura, and therefore such an Asiya cannot be Chal. So according to the Ramban, according to Reb Shimon's Hesber, so what is felt in Breira? What's really felt is that a person can't make an Asiya if the Asiya is Enoi Baro Mitzad Atzme. So according to the Ramban, the problem with Ein Breira is not the Pshat that's felt in Smichos Das, but rather what's felt? It's felt in the Asiya, that Asiya can't be Chal if it's not an Asiya Brura. A similar thing can be found in the Lashon Haran, in Darim Daf Mehem Beis, that because Ein Breira, because Enu roi lochol ala sofek. That's something which is enu bar. It's not. It can't be chal. The problem here is not smichos das. The problem is in gidrei chalois and gidrei asiyah. It should be noted that the Ramban asks on himself that how can I say that it's only called breira if it's master mishnei dvarim? Harei it says hareini bayalecha bayalech amanash yirtza abba, that that's considered breira even though that's master medavar echad. We don't consider that a tnai. Zok the Ramban, that over there, because the Rotzon Ha'av is something which is Masor Lelev, so something which is Masor Lelev, it's not Shaykh to say that it is the Gloy Nosor Lemafer. That it could be that over here the Ramban is saying that in some cases, I also agree to Rashi and Tosfos. That sometimes, because it's really felt in Gemaras Das, so that there could also be a Brera, that the reason for Ein Brera is because of a Chisaron of Smichos Das. So that was the first issue that I wanted to speak about, machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, that what is the difference between Tanai and Breira, that we see from this machlokes what is really the problem of Ein Breira. That according to Rashi, that we see the problem is felt in the Daitoi Lekaimai, it's felt in the Smichos Das, whereas according to the Ramban, there's no issue of Smichos Das, only in specific situations, but generally speaking, what's the Chisaron of Ein Breira? Because it's felt in the Gidrei Asiya and Gidrei Chalais. That the halacha is that the only way that a maisa can be chal is only if it's a maisa bar, if it's a maisa gomer, and if it's not a maisa bar because it's totally besofik, so it cannot be chal. Now I think that if we go on to the next step, we'll see that the lishitose Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Rabbi Yehuda, so he says a chiddush that there's makom lechalek that something which is osid lehisbarer. Like he speaks about imesim michael yizeh, that it's certainly going to be nizbara afterwards if in fact he was meis michael yizeh. So there's makom to say that b'kai gavna that's osit lehisbara, then yesh bera, even the manda amar that in other cases ain bera. So the Ramban he brings this very very shortly, very quickly, and he says zu svara she'ein la ikar. He doesn't explain that it was obvious to the Ramban that this makes no sense. Why? Because the Tosfos and the Ramban al Shitasam, that this svara, that something which is also lehisbara, there's more of a svara to yesh to say yesh bera. That's a svara in smichos das. That if I know that I'm going to have a brirus to the sofik, then there's more come to say that's a reason that I can have smichos das already now because I see the solution, I see the results already in my seichel. I see them already now. Then the potential. And therefore, there's malkum to say that the person has smichos das. The Ramban wasn't garis b'chal this concept of smichos das. In the Ramban, the only question before him is this maisa a maisa bar, or is this maisa a maisa she'ena bar? And therefore, the fact that it's also this bar makes no nafkamina legabe if right now it's a maisa bar or not. And therefore, the Ramban says svarazu ein la ikar. So because Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Ulukimayis, so he agrees with Rashi's Mahalach, that's why Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Rabbi Yehuda, so he holds that the gather is Smichos Das, and therefore by Osad Isbar, Tosfos says that there's Makom Lachalik. Tosfos is also the Shitasei in the Tosfos before this. In the Tosfos Dibur Maschil Rabbi Meir, Tosfos says a different Chiddush. Tosfos says that B'makom that he's Masne B'Ferush, so then there's also more Makom to say that Yesh Breira. This obviously also is only a svara in smichos das. Why? Because if I say clearly that a master meferish that I have in mind that a certain thing might happen, that's a svara in smichos das. Legabe the Ramban of birus hamaisa is leimala v'leimerit. Now, the last thing I want to speak about that in this chakira is in the first thing that we find in the segut that was machalikas amirayim. If there's a difference between toila b'das atzmai v'toila b'das achirim, that is makom to say that the only time that Ein Breira is betala b'das atzmai, but betala b'das achayim really yeshber. What's the chisaron of betala b'das atzmai? So Rashi says dibur baschal amar abaye, because when he's talking about das atzmai, so he's mara atzmai that he's paseach al shtei seifim. He's megala das that he really doesn't know, and therefore that it's hard to say that iglai milsa mafreya that I really did know if I was megala daiti that I really don't know. As they state in Rashi, lemaisa the achronim ask on Rashi from the fact that the Gemara says that shnei lugin shani also the hafish is considered talab b'das atmai, even though over there pashas it doesn't pass the svara of peseach al shtei seifim. What I want to be oimidan is that Rashi over here is clearly the shitase, that this idea of peseach al shtei seifim is certainly a svara of smichus das. The Rashi is saying that if the person is megala that he doesn't have smichus das, so then it's impossible to say that the gelei muslim mefreya that he has smichus das. According to the Ramban, that the gather of embrera has nothing to do with smichus das. It could be the Ramban is not mizyachis bechlau to the difference between talib das atzmai and talib das acherim. It could be that according to the Ramban, it was much much more simple. That it goes like this. When a person makes an asiya, the ikar is that there should be an asiya gemura, that it has to be an asiya which is not oimid b'safik. Norvas, that the person is able to be koveya his asiya, kifi, different tnaim, and that's also considered an asiya gemura. So the man says as follows, that if I want to be koveya, that right now I'm doing an asiya, lefi, whatever the das of somebody else that he's going to have tomorrow, that's somewhat of an asiya gemura, that's something I can be koveya. However, if I'm saying that I want to be koveya right now, kefi the das that I'm going to have tomorrow, that's something which is tied to the sasri. Because the mere fact that I only thought about it tomorrow and I didn't think about it today, that's clearly that today was not my kviyas das. And therefore, it's impossible to say that right now, b'shas maise, b'shas asiya, that it was nasiya gemura, that it was nasiya which is not oimid b'safik. That's all in the world of the Ramban, because the ikar is that it should be an asiya gemura, it shouldn't be an asiya ala safik. Whereas Rashi, so it doesn't bother Rashi that you should have an asiya ala safik. The only thing that bothers Rashi is smichos das, and therefore Rashi wasn't willing to say this, and therefore he was muchach to mimamtzi a nusvara of nira kepaseach hashtay sifim, that we see that he's really not sure, that he really doesn't have gemiras das. I'll call upon him. So we see a very big machoikas between Rashi and Taisis on the one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. What is the gather of Ein Brera? Is the reason because it's felt in gemiras das, or is the pshat that it's felt in the Asiya Gemura? My nafkamina, we spoke at three nafkaminas. First of all, in the Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, what's the difference between Tnai and Brera? Second of all, that the Machlokes between Tosis and Ramban about something which is Osid Lehisbara Bevadai. And thirdly, what is the Hezbar of the Gemara, that the Gemara is Mechalek between Toila Bedas Atzmai and Toila Bedas Achirin? Okay, I want to continue our discussion of Hechos Brera with a big yisoid that Reb Meir Simcha introduces, and he calls this mamish the aleph beis of Brera. And we'll see an interesting thing that Reb Chaim Shlevitz, he mamish disagrees that there's no such yisoid. So it goes like this. We saw at the beginning of the Dav that the Gemara brings in two memras of Reb Yochanan. The first of our Reb Yochanan says that Ein Brera, and therefore the get does not pass the kahuna. And second of all, Ein Brera, and therefore Achen Shechalko Lekucho Seinu Machzirin Zelos of Yoivu. And the Gemara says this tzricho, that he needs to say both, because if he would have only said that Ein Brera in the case of get, so we would think that why does he say Ein Brera Mishum to be inan la lishma aval hasa mechud yamar rachman aliyader biyovel beyerushim atanalai. So we saw Tosfos and the last daf and Chavdal on the base dibur maschol leezer she'eretz agarish boipaso. So Tosfos says a mamish a mechudish to kapshat in our Gemara. Okay, surely, I don't know if it's mechudishtik, but he says a very interesting pshat in our Gemara, that what the Gemara says, because of the Shema, what it means is that even though b'chol hatara kula yesh brera, even though if mihalchus brera, it's really yesh brera, over here it's a new din. Because it says because of law, so it's saying a new din, that even the manda amar yesh brera, over here it's possible because it says because of law. I would say that Tosfos means to say that when it says because of law l'shma, it means that you need law for the actual woman, not for the alpi halacha dika woman, that I can have a pe'ula halacha that will tell, it's as if I thought for the right woman. Says Tosfos, no, when it says because of law, it means for the actual woman, not that alpi halacha, it's as if I thought for the actual woman. Al kaponim, that's how Tosfos learns our Gemara, that the din of Ein Brera for Ksiva Lishma is not midin Ein Brera, that even Lamando Amar Yesh Brera, so nevertheless by us is going to pasul. So the question I want to propose is that we paskin hare that Ein Brera b'Dereisa. So could this Tosfos have nafkaminas for us? So Rav Meir Simcha in Gerushin Perigim Halacha Dalet. So he says that it could be. Rav Meir Simcha goes like this: he brings two very interesting halachas. First of all, he brings from the Hagoyis Mordechai in Simen Tov Samech Hei that a person should not tell the sofer that I want you to write a bunch of gittin, and afterwards we'll bring it to the Rav, and whatever the Rav will say, we'll use that one. Says the Hagoyis Mordechai, your person should not do that. Why? Because that's called Brera. Because Bishas Maisa, we don't know if the Ksiva is going to actually be a kosher get. So that's not called that I was doing it L'shem Gerishin. L'shem the Isha, over there it's L'shem Gerishin. That it's not considered Bevadai that I'm doing it Tishma, because I don't know if it's going to be kosher at the end of the day. The second thing that he brings is from the Sefer Divrei Emes in Kuntres Dalet, that the Divrei Emes, he says a kal v'chomer, that he says if the Hagoyis Mordechai said that's called Brera in the case that the Rav is going to say after if I actually did it correctly or not, and over there so there is some Breros to my suffix. So that's like we saw in Tesvis, there's Osid Lehizbar, that so what about if there's a suffix how to spell a certain name. Says the Divrei Emes that I can't write two gets, and with one of them, write it that with one spelling, and with the other get, write it with the other spelling, because in each one I don't know if this is actually L'shem Krisus, and therefore that's considered because we pass an Ein Brera, so that's called Pasul Gets. So now, that's the two things that Rav Meir Simcha brings. So Rav Meir Simcha says that he thinks that these poiskim, that the Hagoyis Mordechai and the Divrei Emes, they missed the Tchilas Inyan Brera, that they forgot about, that Lefi Shah Nis'alma Mehem Tchilas Inyan Brera. What is the Tchilas Inyan Brera? So he brings a Gemara in Erevin Lamed Vav Mebeis, that the Gemara says in Erevin Lamed Vav Mebeis that a person wants to make a Tchum Shabbos Ala Tnai. He says that he's not sure where he wants to be. So he says that if I want to be, he's speaking about that he wants to go to a Shir, that if the Chacham is going to go L'Mizrach, so Eruvei L'Mizrach. And if the Chacham is going to come L'Mairav, then Eruvei L'Mairav. So the Gemara says that's considered Brera, and L'Manda Amar Yesh Brera, I can do such a thing, L'Manda Amar Ein Brera, I cannot do such a thing. However, the Gemara says that Im Kfar Ba Chacham, if that B'Shas Menesh Mashos, which is the critical moment for being Kainesh Shvisa, if at that moment the Chacham is already there, then it's not dependent on Brera. Why? So Rashi over there is Masbir, because over there it's a Giloy Milsol Bi'Alma. Over there, that the facts are already in the world. That Klal Bishmaya Galya, the Hashem knows that really, that the Chacham is either in the east or the west. So when I say that if the Chacham comes to the east, I want it to be in the east, so that's not called Brera, that's not called I'm doing it Misafik, because really, it's a Dover Borer, Klal Bishmaya, what I'm doing even now. It's just when I find out afterwards where the Chacham actually comes, that's only called a Gili Milso Bi'alma, and a Gili Milso Bi'alma, says the Gemara, it's not called a Brera. It's called a Tznai Gomer. It's just that I'm missing some information. That's not called a Brera. Now, says Rav Meir Simcha, in both of these halachas, so it's the exact same thing. In the case of the Hagoyis Mordechai, that I'm not sure, that I'm telling him to write lots of get, I'm not sure which one is going to be kosher. So at the rega that he writes the right get, so Klapish Mayagayo, Hashem knows if this is actually a kosher get or not. So what happens afterwards that the Rav is going to tell me which one is actually kosher, that's only a Gilim Yosu B'yam. B'shas Maisa, Klapishmaya, it was a Dover Bara, it was not a Dover Ha'amed B'Safik. The second thing, with the Divrei Emes, the exact same thing, that Klapishmaya Galya, that Hashem knows what is the proper spelling of a certain name, and when I write it, Klapishmaya Galya, so it's 100% Aksiv L'Shma, and afterwards, that there's no afterwards over here, but because it's only a Gili Milso B'Yama, because it's only a chisaron of having a Yediyah, but Klal Bishmaya, it's okay, says Rav Meir Simcha B'Kagavna, there's no issue of Brera whatsoever. So later on in the shtickel, Sir Meir Simcha wants the taina that it could be there's makom liyashiv the Hagayis Mordechai and the Divrei Emes. How? With our Tosfos. Vashtev in our Tosfos, like we said before, our Tosfos says that even if yesh b'er Rabbi Alma, so nevertheless, by ksivas haget lishma, it's more chamer, and like we're masbir, that over here you need an actual brirus, not a halachadik brirus. So now, Zakhtar Meir Simcha, that this case, these cases of Gilei Milso B'Yama, even though we pass an Ein Brera, but in Gilei Milso B'Yama, so we say that that's not called Brera. And therefore, that's exactly like the Manda Amar of Yesh Brera. So just like Taisa says that even the Manda Amar Yesh Brera, that it's not enough to have a Halacha Dika, Brirus, you need an actual Vadais. So too, Zakhtar Meir Simcha, it could be that by Gilei Milso B'Yama, even though that's considered a Halacha Dika Vadais, because there's no Chisaron of Ein Brera, but nevertheless, an actual Brirus, it's not. And therefore, just like the Tosfos is Matzrich, an actual Brirus, Legabe Yesh Brera, so too, we're going to need an actual Brirus, Ankegin, the Chisaron, the Maila, of the fact that there's no problem of Ein Brera, because it's only a Gilei Milso B'Yama. So Bekitzer, even though there's a Yesod Gadol that the issue of Brera is only Ba'ifin, that there's something which is not Nisbara at all right now, and the Brera is going to come out later, whereas in the case that there is Brera, even though we don't know that Brera, but it's out there in Shemayim, there is a Brera, Bekagavdin, there's no problem of Ein Brera. Nevertheless, it could be that by Ksivas Gittin, it's different. Why? Because of the Tosfos, that you need a Kosev Law, the actual Brera. Now, in Shari Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin, Sir Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he has a whole new mahalich to understand this Gemara in Erevin, and to understand that according to his understanding, so really, this is not mamish the Aleph Beis of Erevin, of Brera, that really this gigantic yisoid that Rabbi Simcha is handling back and forth about, that it says in the Gemara in Erevin that Brera is only problematic, but often that it's suffik in the Asid, but in a suffik in the Avar, which is only a Gilei Milso B'Yama, there's no issue of Brera. Why? Because Hashem knows that it's a Maisa V'Dais. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say that it could be that it's not so Pashut. So he starts with the Ran. The Ran says, by us. The Ran is discussing the Shitas HaRamban that we discussed earlier, that it's considered Brera, but even that you're Masnim B'Shnei Dvarim. So the Ran gives different examples of what could be considered Masnim B'Shnei Dvarim. So he says, Kigoin Ha'omer le'ezu shetetzer Pesach tchila, or Ha'omer beiz lugin shani osa lehafish harei hen shuma, shu masna akol shnei lugin shebechavis, v'chein, in ba'al chochom le'mizrach, eruve le'mizrach, le'marav, eruve le'marav. That's the Ran's third example. The third example of the Masna Mishnei Devarim is that a person makes a tchum, an eruv tchumin, that either in the Mizrach or the Marav, and if he comes to the Mizrach, that's considered Masna Mishnei Devarim. So on this, Rebbe Kveger, in Erevin, Lamed Vav, Mebez, so he's Matmiya on the Ran. Why on earth is in Bachach al-Mizrach, Erevin al-Mizrach, V'chulei, why is that considered Masna Mishnei Devarim? In fact, Rebbe Kveger is fellows. Haray, obviously, this person put two Erevs. The Erev is the person puts a certain amount of food, that for two Sudas, that he puts it wherever the end of the Tchum is. So obviously this person, he put one tchum in the Mizrach, and he put a different tchum, he put a different loaves of bread in the Maariv. He had two different loaves. So on each loaf, so he's not Master Mishnei Dvarim, and the Eruv that he put in the Mizrach, so he's saying, either I'm doing this, or I'm not doing this. And on the one he put in the Maariv, so he said, either I'm doing this, or I'm not doing this, because it's two different Asiyas, and therefore there's no one Asiyah that we can say that I'm being master, this one asiya b'shnei dvarim. Ad kan, kushis, Rebbe Kveger, and Erevin, Lamed Vav, Mebez. So, Rebbe Chaim Shulevitz, so he wants to be miyashiv, this kasha Rebbe Kveger, and really, the Shorash Hadavar is really stated already in Rebbe Shimon, but I'm going to say it in the nusach that Rebbe Chaim Shulevitz said it. So he says that really, that it's true, that mitzad the maise, so there's two different maises, but Lemaisa, the bottom line, when we talk about a person's Tchum Shabbos, a person has only one Tchum Shabbos. So therefore, when we speak about the Chalais HaErev, so these two things are actually one thing. That a person can only have three possibilities. Either he's going to, either his Erev, his Tchum is in the Mizrach, or it's Kibnei Iri, or it's in the Maariv. But there's one question here. And the question is that where is my Shvisa going to be on Shabbos? That's what Rav Chaim Shlevitz calls, this part is also in Rav Shimon, that's called the Chaloisa Erev. That Lagabi, the Chaloisa Erev, that it's not two different things, but rather it's all one big Shaila, and this Lagabi, this one Shaila, he's in fact Masne Bishnei Dvar. Says Rav Chaim Shlevitz that there's Nafkamina over here between the Maisa Erev and the Chaloisa Erev. Lagabi, the Maisa Erev, is it's really two Asiyas. Lagabi, the Chaloisa Erev, so it's impossible to divorce one asiyah from the other asiyah because they're both handling the exact same thing, and therefore it's legabe the chalais, we look at it as if it's one. Now, the Gemara tells us over there that in the case of Kfar Bochachon, the Rashi is masbir, that it's only a gili milsa bi'alma, so bikagavna that it's only a gili milsa bi'alma, so there's no problem of bera, that goes back to regular gidrei t'nai. Now, Dr. Chaim Shalevitz, this svara of Kfar Bochachon, is that a svara in the Chalais or is that a svara in the Maisa? When I'm doing the Maisa, so I don't know what I'm doing, but Lagabi the Chalais, so Klapi Shmai Yagad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Chalais is being Chal Bevaday. But Lagabi the Maisa is still Maisa Basafik. So Rav Chaim Shlevitz says as follows, that in the case of Erevin, so the only problem was the problem of the Chalais, because the Maisa anyway wasn't Master Mishnei Dvarim. Mitzad the Maisa, each one was Master Medavar Echot. So Mitzad the Maisa, there was Lechatchila no problem. The only issue of Breira over here is only Breira Mitzad the Chalais. So Mitzad the Chalais, so when we have a halacha that a chalois has to be chal v'vaday, so that's not dependent in the Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where the Chacham is, so because it's a gilei milsa bi'alma, so because Hashem knows, so it's chal b'vaday, and mitzad the chalois is chal b'vaday. However, what would be in a case that mitzad the maisa itself, it's also a maisa misupekas? That b'kai gavna, that let's speak about the case of the divrei emes. That right now I'm writing a get, and I'm not sure how to spell the woman's name. So I say, I don't know if this is the right way to spell it, but Hashem, if this is the right way to spell it, so I have kavana that it should be a get. Says the divrei emes, b'kagavna inochinami, mitzad the chalois, so there's no issue of brera, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that either there is a chalois or it's not a chalois. However, Chaim Shalevitz says that over here, it's not just a problem of the chalois. Over here, it's also a problem of the asiyah. But often that there's a problem of asiya besafik, because Gavna says Rav Chaim, it could be that Kfar Bachochem is not going to help. Afilu ba'ofen of gili milsa be'alma, there's still going to be a problem of Breira. I'll call upon him, so we see that there's two different mahalchim, that how do we understand this issue of Kfar Bachochem? Do we say that whenever it's only a gili milsa be'alma, whenever it's a safik of l'sha'ovar, but not l'sha'asid, because Gavna, there's no issue of Breira. That's a discussion between the Rav Meir Simcha and Rav Chaim Shalevitz. But even according to Rav Meir Simcha, it could be that by Gittin is different. Why? Because of the Tosfos that says the Kosev L'Lishma is different than all Gidrei Breira. Okay, now I would like to discuss one of the most Yisaitis Dika issues in the Sugyas of Breira, and especially because one of the Kashas is from our Sugya, and that is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What is Chal? Lemando Amar Ein Breira. So Ein Breira, so that the Shita says that the fact that something is at Bishas Asiyah not Nisbarer, and afterwards becomes Nisbarer, so we don't say that Limafreya, it's as if it was Barer from the beginning. But so what? So Tosfos, in Gittin Davayin Gimel Obeis, says that because it's not Nisbarer, so therefore it cannot be Chal Ba'ofen that it's Einem Asiyah. However, Rashi in two places disagrees. Rashi in Chulin and in Gittin, so he says that Manda Amar Ein Breira, so it's Chal HaChalois, even though the Chalois, we don't know where it is, it's Ein Masuyim, and it can't be Nisbarer Lemafreya. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Yudal Amar Aleph, is discussing our Siga of Shnei Lugin Shani Asur LaHafish, and Rashi says that Manda Amar that it's Asur, so what's the issue? So he says it's Chayish Shema Truma Shasa. Zok Rashi, that the issue is not that it's not chal the hafrasha and therefore I ate tevel, but rather what is the issue? The issue is that there's some truma here, I don't know where it is, and because I can't be mevarit, so I ate part of the truma. What's the nafkamina of Das Rashi? So Tosfos in Erev in Lamazayin Mabez, Dibramaschal Alamiyato, so he brings a similar dea from the Ri, and he says that there's a very simple nafkamina, Because according to Rashi, so what's the whole issue? There's some truma here. We just don't know where it is. So nafkamina that a kohen is allowed to eat it. Because it's not tavel, but rather it's truma. So therefore, there's no problem for a kohen to eat the whole thing. What's another nafkamina? Pashtus, according to Rashi, that I have some truma here, which is enem asuyam, and we can't say that the fact that I was mesayim it later is mesayim it. So I'm stuck. That with tevel, so if I want to be metakin the tevel, I can be mafish truma shemaisis. But if you have truma that's nizariv into the chulin and I can't get it out, so I'm stuck. I can't be metakin this kri. So whereas according to Tosfos, that because nothing is chal, so it's still tevel. So now I can do a second time and I can be metakin the yain. So if that's the case, that we can prove that the Rambam, so he held like Tosfos. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he brings our case of Shnei Lugin, and he says it's the person cannot be Soymech and Breira afterwards, but rather what should he do in the case that he said that Shnei Lugin Shana Sol Havish, Zok the Rambam, you're not allowed to drink it because you can't be Soymech and Breira. Elo, what should you do? Elo Yafish V'achakach Yoichot. What should you do? That now do again, start again, and be Mafish, and then you can eat. So we see in the Rambam that even though a person did a hafrasha based on Breira, and we told him, no, that doesn't work, so what you do, you can still be metakin it. So we see from the Rambam, that the Rambam has like Tosfos, that it was not chal the hafrasha ba'oifen she'enu masuyim. Now Rashi in Gittin, in Ayin Gimel Beis, so he says the same yisoid, he's speaking about a person who gives a get, shah achas koidem misasi. So the Gemara says that that's also considered Breira, because the shas hagerishin is a zman, which is enu masuyim, and therefore there's a problem of Breira. So what is the halacha? So Rashi says, Rashi's learning this in what it says in the Gemara, that until he dies, so the halacha is that she's safek megureshes, and then once he dies, then she's megureshes vaday. So Rashi says that that manda omer, that says that she's safek megureshes, and then she's vaday megureshes, that's going to manda omer, ein Breira. To which Tosfos has two problems. First of all, and this I don't want to speak about now, that Bezos Hashem, we're going to get back to this Nekuda later, that first of all, if you hold Ein Breira, so it's only Chal Misafik right now, so then afterwards is not going to help. The fact that afterwards it's Nisbara, what is the Shas HaMisa, that's not going to change. You can't help it. You can't be Meichel the Get at that point. That's the first problem. The second problem is that what's Rashi mean? That Lamanda Amar Ein Breira, she's Safek Megureshes. Lamanda Amar Ein Breira, so it's not Chal Bechlal. She's a Eshes Ish Gemura. What's his Raya? He brings the Raya from the Gemara in Erevin, Dav Lamed Zayin Amabes. What's it say in Lamed Zayin Amabes? A person that wants to make an Erev Tchumin for the Kol Yimayis Hashanah. He says, I'm making an Erev here that if I want to be Samech on it, I'll be Samech on it, and if not, then I won't. So Zok the Gemara, that is dependent on Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. That if Yesh Breira, then I can do it. And if Ein Breira, then what? Then it doesn't work. Zok Tosfos, we see clearly that Lamanda Amar Ein Breira, so it's not Chal the Erev Bechlal. Even if I want, we don't say that it's Chal Be'enu Masuyim, but rather we say that the Erev is not Chal Bechlal. It's a kasha, it's a steer to the Shitas Rashi, that Be'ofen, that Ein Breira, so it's Chal Be'enu Masuyim. The Stipler in Simon Yotes, so he brings from the Sefer Kusinus Pasim, that's Miyashiv Rashi, with a very, very simple idea. And that is, that this idea that Rashi says, that Lamanda Amar Ein Breira, that it's Chal Be'en Masuyim, he did not say this across the board. But rather, there's a difference in what is the Ibrirus. In the case of the Gemara and Erevin, so it's a question of if, that I'm making an Erev, Alatzad, that if I want, Im Erza. So Zaktiksen has passed him that there's a difference between a question, an ibrirus of if, or an ibrirus of when or where. That if the suffix is only when or where, but I know exactly what I'm doing, I know that I am doing, and I know what I'm doing, so Bihagavna Zaktiksen has passed him, the Rashi says, that I have 100% gemiras das to make an asiyah here. The only question is the protein, that the where exactly or when exactly is the chalais being chal, because Hagav knows Zakt Rashi that it's chal be'en musuyim. However, but even that the suffix, the ibriris, is a question of if it's going to be chal, if there's at all a chalais to be chal, so how on earth should we say that there should be chal, that a chalais be'en musuyim? So because Hagav knows Rashi is made that it's not chal bechlal. So what is the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos here, which we said was really a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam also, that the machlokes is that is there a problem of gemiras das ba'ofen that I'm having kavana to make a chalais she'ena mesuyim. If I have a kavana to make a chalais that I don't know if I'm making a chalais b'chlal, then even Rashi is mited that there's no gemiras das. But ba'ofen that I know that I'm making a nasi here, the question is when that it's sha'achas kodim misasli, but I don't know when that is. Or in the case of the truma, that I don't know where exactly I'm making my truma. So b'kai gavna, does a person have gemiras das? Or in other words, that do we sameich an people that they're able to have abstract thinking that they have kavan and gemura to make a chalais shein musuyim? Or do we say that though that stama de milsa, regular people, if they don't have something mamish concrete in front of them, that they don't have enough gemiras das? So Tosfos holds that if you don't have something concrete, then you don't have gemiras das, it's not chal b'chlal. Whereas Rashi says, the mapitom, a person can have abstract thinking, and therefore, that ba'ofen, that he has vada gemiras das to make a chalais, so it's chal b'eni mesuyim, but if he isn't sure if he wants to make a chalais, b'kai gavna, so it's not chal. Now the Chazon Ish, in Demai, Simetes Ois Yod, so he has a kasha on Rashi from our sugya. What's the kasha? It says in our Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds the Ein Brera, so therefore he says, Afilu Achroin Eino Paisel. Dehainu, that when you have a get, which is Aksivas HaGet, which was based on Brera, so because we say Ein Brera, so we say that it's Gornish Menish, it's not considered a get Bechlal, it's not even called a Reach HaGet, and if you give it to an Isha, she's not Nifsala Lekuhuna. Zog the Chazon Ish, that according to Rashi, that ba'ofen the ein brera, the lamanta amr ein brera, so it's chal be'ein masuyim, so it's chal something, it's just, it's chal be'ein masuyim. If that's the case, then there is etvas of a chalais get, which is chal in this get, and therefore it should pasul the isha mikahuna. So over here, Pashtus, the Ksenis Plasim's answer is not going to work, because over here also, it's not a question of if, it's a question of what. That I have 100% das that I want to write a get here. I'm just not sure about the pratum of the get. I'm not sure exactly to whom it's going to be written, but I have 100% rotzen to write a get here. So some people want to say that the answer is because of Tosfos. Tosfos said on the last daf that the getter of lishma is not tali in regular gedrei brera, that even leman da'amar, that yesh brera, over here it's more chomer, that you need the unique ksiva lishma according to the actual lishma. But Lamai said, this isn't going to help us over here because it's not going to explain the Havamina. That even Tosfos only said that in the Maskana, but in the Havamina, it was clear in the Gemara that the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan is clearly 100% just because of Ein Brera, just because of the regular halacha of Ein Brera, that is why Afilu Ha'achron Eino Paisel. So that's the Chazon Ish's kasha, that we see from our Gemara, that Lamad Amar Ein Brera, it's Chal Gornish Mitnish, it's not Chal as a little bit of a Chalais Krisus, of a Chalais Kashrus Haget, it's just Ein Masuyim, but rather it's Gornish Mitnish. But Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish, is Lamaisa a very big Chiddush. Why is that? Because this whole idea of Rashi, that it's Chal HaChalais Ein Masuyim, that's only Nogaya by Chalaisim. What is Rashi speaking about? Rashi is speaking about a chalais gerishin, that he's giving his wife a get, sha'achas kodim misasi, or afrashas truma semaisus, be'ena masuyim. So by chalaisim, so Rashi is mechadish, that it's such a thing as a chalais be'ena masuyim. However, by us, we're talking about ksivas haget. By ksivas haget lishma, ksivas haget lishma is not a chalais. Ksivas haget lishma is a metzias, that a person is writing a get, it has to be written with a metzias of a yichud for a certain isha. Now, there's no such thing as having a metzias of a little bit of a yichud. That by a chalais, so a person can make an abstract chalais be'ena masuyim. But when we ask ourselves the question about the ksivas haget, is this lishma or not? The ksivas haget is not a chalais, but rather a metzias. And I want to be madgish that even according to the Imre Moshe and the Rav Naftali that we learned earlier, that the din of lishma in gerushin is not just the physical writing with a certain intention, but rather there is epis a yichud in the get that is considered oymid lehisgarish boy, and that's why it's shaykh to pasul the get, according to the Rambam. But nevertheless, it's not a chalais in the classical sense, but rather that the yichud makes certain halachas to the get. but it's not the chalois that a person is mechel the same way as gerushin and havesh shuma. And therefore, the pashtus says the Rashi would disagree with the Chaznish, and Rashi would say that even though I say that by chaloisim amitiyim, that it can be chal be'en musuyim, by ksivas haget, because ksivas haget is a metzias of being, of having intent for a certain woman, or that the get should be miyuchad for a certain woman, because gavda, there's no such thing as a little bit miyuchad. A little bit miyuchad is not miyuchad. And that's why the Rabbi Yochanan says, because ein brira, even according to Rashi, afilu ha'achron, ein in paisa. I'll call upon him. So we learned the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, that what is the din according to the Mandar Amar ein brira? Is there such a thing as being chal be'en masuyim? But we said that there's two hagbalas to Rashi. First of all, the hagbala of the Ksenis Passim. That Rashi only said this ba'ofen, that I'm doing a ma'isa barer, that I 100% want to do something. I'm not sure about the pratim. I'm not sure about where, when, that, or to which woman, but I'm 100% sure about the fact that I want to make a chalais here, as opposed to the Gemara and Erevin. And the second thing is that it's only nogea by chalaisim. That therefore it's only nogea by a chalais gerishin or a chalais hafesh tshuma, but by something with the aksivas haget, which is totally in the metzias of a yichud, b'kagav nitna nogea, even according to Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.